The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues, in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received the reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father, who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. So the Lord is talking here about the problem of hypocrisy. Now, to the modern ear, the word hypocrisy means you say one thing, you do another. It means that someone's inconsistent, and what their actions are and what they say they believe. And that is not, well, that's an oversimplification of the concept of hypocrisy as it's presented in the Bible. I won't say that hypocrisy never includes that, but I hope that you'll see as we look at this today that hypocrisy is a much more poignant and really sad problem for the human person than what we have turned it into in the modern thinking. In the modern thinking, you know, a hypocrite, this is an annoying, absolutely, you know, devastating trait about somebody. They say one thing, they do another, write them off, they're nothing, they're zero. Whereas Jesus is using the term in a much more pastoral sense here. And let's try to explore, what is hypocrisy? First of all, the Greek word, hypokritos, it simply means actor. You know, this was the word that they would use for the people who were down at the theater and were playing roles. I mean, they were, let's go to the theater and watch the hypocrites. You know? it just simply meant actor. And this is, so the Lord is saying, don't be like an actor who, you know, when you give alms, don't be like an actor who blows the trumpet. Now, this doesn't exactly help us yet to know what hypocrisy means. But what hypocrisy really means, if you look carefully at what Jesus says, is that it is the sad state of a human being reduced to the status of an actor on a stage because they don't know God. In other words, because I don't know God, and know that He loves me and can be pleased with me, I run around trying to please everybody else. Like an actor on a stage. Oh, you all want me to be like this? Well, I'll be like this. See, and over here, you all want me to say this? Well, I'll say this. And what can I do to please you so that I can, you know, not just please you, but then have power and money and income and, you know, in other words, it's a very sad thing, isn't it, when you think about it, having to run around desperately trying to please other people. And why do we end up in this state? Because we don't know God. And now, again, let's examine how this relates to an actor. An actor is on a stage, and what does the actor want to do? He wants to please the audience. Usually for a purpose, so that they'll pay him. Or they'll love him and give him other roles. Or, in other words, pleasing people isn't just, we don't do it just for no good reason. We do it for some remuneration or some purpose. But in the end, the tragedy of the human person to whom God is really a stranger ends up, instead of trying to please God, they try to please everybody else. Okay, that's basically what it means to be a hypocrite, an actor. You're on a stage trying to please people, trying to win applause. So the Lord gives three examples here, and they're all basically very similar. He says, basically, look, when you give alms, don't blow a trumpet. So that people will know about it. You know, in other words, when you're writing the check, you know, don't hire the band to come down and play while you write the check to the Red Cross or whatever, you know. So you've got this idea that somebody wants to be seen, be approved of, be applauded for this. And notice why. Well, because they don't know the Father. You see, it should be enough for you that your Father in heaven sees this. But because he's a stranger and you're not really sure about him, and he may or may not come through for you with a reward, you need to get it now, and you run to the people and you say, look what I'm doing. Please put my name on a plaque underneath the window I'm donating, or please include my name in the list of donors so that people can see and be impressed. Because this really is important to me. Remember, I'm an actor on a stage and I need applause. This is important to me. So it's not enough, in other words, that God sees, because he's a stranger. I'm not sure who he is. He's up there. He runs the universe, but I don't know how carefully he's paying attention to me. In other words, you see God as a stranger, right? Now, the other examples are similar. When you pray, you know, don't put on all the ostentatious displays, and the Jewish people, you know, would wear these shawls and these flax trees, these little boxes on their forehead and their arm, and they would go into public places and pray, and you know, and front seats in the synagogues, and you know, all of these things were important to be seen, because in that culture, and like our culture, which is so secular. But in that culture, which was a sacred culture, by God, you better be in synagogue or all your business contacts to dry up, you know. You know, it was important to be seen. Now again, it should be enough for you that God sees you praying, but it's not, because he's a stranger. I don't really know him, so I have to run around like an actor on the stage, making sure that I'm seen, applauded, and approved of. And then again, the fasting, you know, the shoveling the hair, putting throwing sackcloth, and then all kinds of ways of showing, look at me, I'm fasting. And again, in a secular culture, who cares? But that was a sacred culture, and these sorts of religious observances were important. And you got promoted, you know, if you were noted to be pious. So all of these were just, again, notice again, an actor on the stage trying to please an audience. Okay, now, of course, there is this concept that we have that the hypocrite is inconsistent. They say one thing and do another, or they'll say one thing to this group and another thing to this group. You know, politicians are famous for this, right? I support you. Who say A? You're my friends. Over here, I support you. Who say not A? You're my friends. And to the degree that we can get this on tape and play them side by side, it looks pretty pathetic, doesn't it? But again, notice how this also flows from hypocrisy. Because when the audience changes, the role changes, right? Or in other words, over here I'm playing Macbeth, and over here I'm playing King Lear. You see the idea. You can see that the idea of hypocrisy that we have isn't completely inconsistent with this notion. But the real truth is it's very sad. It's very, very sad to be reduced to this condition. So what's the solution to hypocrisy? Your Heavenly Father sees what you're doing. In other words, the Lord is saying, you get to know your Father and love your Father and know that your Father loves you. And you're not going to need to desperately run around and have people's approval, be loved by everybody. You're not going to desperately need to worry about what people think about you. You're going to be free of this terribly pathetic condition. Oh, I got to get my makeup and I got to run around and think everybody thinks I'm this way. You're going to be free of that. Now, you won't walk around, you know, completely, I don't care what you think of me, I'm going to just dress the way I play and just do my, you know, we're not going to become socially, pathological, socially speaking. It's important not to offend people unnecessarily, but we're not going to be desperately in need of people's approval and then just completely lose any sense of who we really ultimately are, you know. And so again, notice every time he mentions the problem of hypocrisy, he says, don't do this. Your heavenly Father sees that you're giving alms, sees that you're praying. Your heavenly Father will reward you. Your heavenly Father sees these things. So in other words, love the Father, know the Father, allow me to anoint you and begin to live within you. And I love the Father, and the Father loves me, and the more I live my life in you, you're going to love the Father, and all you'll need to know is that your Father loves you, that your Father cares for you, and other people's opinion is very secondary. You see the idea? And that's basically here what the Lord is saying. So I hope you can see at least this much, that hypocrisy is a much more poignant and sad problem. And that when the Lord uses the word hypocrite, he's not often using it like we use it today. He really does have a kind of a compassion and a sorrow when he uses the word hypocrite for people. It's a very tragic problem. It really is. In fact, because of this problem of hypocrisy, we often call it peer pressure when we talk about young people. I mean, look at all the terribly devastating things that young people do to themselves. Just to run around and be cool in their friend's eye. Isn't that tragic? I mean, run around and drop out of school, they smoke dope, they do, you know, awful things. As they get older, they get piercings and tattoos and just awful. I gotta be me. No, you don't. You gotta be part of the group. Oh, okay, I see what's going on. See? And it's just sad. But as we get older, we still do a lot of these things. We'll lie, cheat, steal, whatever, just to win people's approval. We just really lose. We just lose our own core, our own identity, and we just run around inauthentically pleasing people. And again, it's tragic. And the Lord says, I want to set you free from this. This is not the way I intend for you to live. Let your Father's love dawn on you. Know that He loves you. Be in touch with Him, and you won't have to please anybody else. Amen.